On the Worldview Report, the fake news media is backtracking on its claim of a Russian missile attack on Poland. The iconic American entertainment company Disney is imploding from within, even as it doubles down on its particularly nasty form of cultural Marxism, targeting kids with disgusting content. Housing prices and soaring interest rates leave the vast majority of Americans in the dust. And 12 Republicans vote with Democrats in the U.S. Senate to advance a bill that would codify same-sex marriage. Mitch McConnell is back in his familiar place as leader of the losing party in the Senate. We've got the goods on his participation in the FTX crypto scandal. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. I'm your host, Brandon House. A new report claims that a Russian missile fell in Poland on Tuesday, killing two people in a village east of Poland near the border with Ukraine. And it turns out it may actually have been fired by Ukrainian forces. Folks, this is one reason I did not even report on this in the news the other day. We were waiting for the dust to clear. The Associated Press has corrected its initial false report about a Russian missile landing in Ukraine. The AP cited, quote, three U.S. officials, end quote, that spoke on condition of anonymity, quote, because they were not authorized to discuss the matter publicly, end quote, who said that preliminary assessments suggested that the missile was fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian missile. U.S. President Joe Biden said earlier in the day it was unlikely that the missile had been fired from Russia. Early Tuesday, the Pentagon said, quote, we have no information at this point in time to corroborate the press reports regarding allegations of a Russian missile strike on Polish territory, end quote. Russia has denied any involvement in the explosion in Poland. The AP was originally cited by other outlets reporting that Russian-made missiles had crossed into Poland, killing two people. However, the AP acknowledged in an updated report that the news contradicted the information they disseminated. Quote, earlier Tuesday from a senior U.S. intelligence official who told the AP that Russian missiles crossed into Poland, end quote. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the blast, quote, a very significant escalation, end quote. He added, quote, we need to put the terrorist in its place. The longer Russia feels impunity, the more threats there will be for everyone within the reach of Russian missiles, end quote. So, by lying to the world and getting the American fake news media to help spread his lies, Ukraine's president almost started World War III. Zero Hedge reports that the iconic American company that once defined family entertainment is going from media giant to epic failure, absorbing more than $1.4 billion in streaming losses and a stock drop of around 39% for the year. And it would appear these financial declines will unavoidably lead to significant job cuts. Disney has put a freeze on hiring. It has limited employee travel and is also reviewing workers for efficiency with plans to introduce cuts as a means to make the company, quote, more nimble, end quote. CEO Bob Chapek noted in a leaked memo to senior staff, quote, as we work through this evaluation process, we will look at every avenue of operations and labor to find savings, and we do anticipate some staff reductions as part of this review. I am fully aware this will be a difficult process for many of you and your teams. We are going to have to make tough and uncomfortable decisions, end quote. Well, this company is all about corrupting our youth. That's what I believe. And they're no longer even trying to hide it. Let's hope American families and families worldwide who have a biblical worldview or at least some semblance of a Christian worldview continue to be enlightened about what well, I think it's pretty clear, is the evil intent of this company, and that they continue to cancel their subscriptions and stop visiting Disney theme parks. Zero Hedge reports that while Europe has been keeping a generally optimistic facade heading into winter, insisting that it has more than enough gas and storage to make up for the loss of Russian supply, even in a, quote, coldest case, end quote, things aren't so rosy behind the scenes. Europe's largest economy, Germany, is quietly preparing for a worst-case scenario that includes angry mobs and bank runs should blackouts prevent the population from accessing cash. As Reuters reports, well, and they're citing four sources, German authorities have stepped up preparations for emergency cash deliveries in case of blackouts to keep the economy running as the nation braces for possible power cuts arising from the war in Ukraine. The German Bundesbank is hoarding billions of euros to cope with a surge in demand. Plans also call for possible limits on withdrawals. Tyler Duren at Zero Hedge writes, quote, "And if you think crypto investors are angry when they can't access their digital tokens at a bankrupt exchange, just wait until you see a German whose cash has just been locked out," end quote. Officials and banks are looking not only at origination, which means money printing, but also at distribution, discussing, for example, priority fuel access for cash transporters. That's according to other sources commenting on preparations that have been escalated in recent weeks after Russia throttled gas supplies. The U.S. housing affordability crisis continues to worsen as mortgage rates skyrocket to two-decade highs, while the cost of an average home is still at bubble levels. Financing costs are through the roof, and anyone earning less than $100,000 has basically been priced out of home ownership. That's according to a new report from the real estate brokerage firm Refine Corp. The report found that in October, the average buyer needed to earn $107,281 per year to afford the monthly mortgage payment of a medium-priced home. That's up a whopping 46% from a year ago of $73,668. And perhaps the greatest defeat conservatives have ever suffered at the hands of the Republican Party, LifeSite News reports that the Senate on Wednesday, November 16th, advanced the Democrats' bill to enshrine same-sex marriage into federal law in a vote of 62-37. 12 Republican senators joined with all Democrats to move forward with the bill entitled Respect for Marriage Act, and included Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman of Ohio, Tom Tills of North Carolina, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, of course, Mitt Romney of Utah, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, and Todd Young of Indiana. Senator Ben Sasse of Nebraska, also a Republican, well, he did not vote. Democrats needed the support of 10 Republicans to overcome the Senate's 60-vote filibuster and start debate on the bill. The legislation is now on a glide path to final passage, which would require just 51 votes, and it is likely to happen after the Senate's Thanksgiving recess, so reports CNN. Well, today's vote came despite the objections of many of the most prominent conservative groups in the United States, including the Heritage Foundation and Alliance Defending Freedom. The opposition of thousands of Christian churches and institutions was also on the side of defending the traditional biblical model and definition of marriage. And the overwhelming majority of Republican voters who oppose federal legislation to codify homosexual so-called marriage were just told, your vote doesn't matter, and we don't care what you think. We don't represent you. We represent, apparently, the LGBTQ special interests. In a sign that it will be business as usual in Washington following last week's midterm elections, Senate Republicans again selected Kentucky Senator Mitch McConnell as their minority leader. Reportedly, Florida Senator Rick Scott could only muster 10 votes in his challenge to McConnell, what many believe is a corrupt leader whose wife is tied with communist Chinese party members and who received millions in FTX-connected taxpayer cash from Ukraine. Again, this is the allegation coming forth from many sources. We'll, of course, continue to watch and investigate. This is all proof that the GOP is horribly broken and corrupt. And so maybe, just maybe, Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri was right when he pointed out last week that the Republican Party needs to be buried and something new started. In the House GOP, members also voted for the status quo, electing Kevin McCarthy to serve as Speaker. Here's Congressman Matt Gaetz speaking about the options for Speaker that were discussed. Watch this.
Let's go through some names then. Who could unite the caucus?
Well, and you have to remember, just as conservatives and America First MAGA folks would have a veto, so would folks who make up the moderate cleavages of our caucus. But let's go through, you know, a few people who I don't believe there are five people who dislike these members of Congress. And by the way, I would not be on this list. But I don't believe there are five people who dislike Jody Arrington. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Roger Williams. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Tim Burchett. I don't believe there are five people who like Kevin Hearn. I don't believe there are five people who dislike Steve Womack. And I don't think there are five people who dislike Patrick McHenry. Now, on the outside, there are also some creative choices. I've heard people talk about Jim DeMint as sort of a thought leader in the conservative movement, respected by a lot of people, been out of, you know, the exact jousting of the legislative game for a while. I've heard the name Tulsi Gabbard, someone who might actually bring us a few folks from the left who are tired of the corrupt ruling class in this town. Some folks have even thought about dusting off Newt Gingrich and bringing him back as kind of a wise old gray hair. And then if an issue that we need to focus on is central to bringing Republicans together at the border, how about Chad Wolf? You know, Chad Wolf served in the Trump administration, did great things as the Homeland Security Secretary, still doing a lot of great policy work at the America First Policy Institute. And so those are just some ideas. But we have to go through the stages of grief here a little bit, Charlie. Right now, there are a lot of the establishment Republicans in denial, believing that Kevin McCarthy can somehow still become Speaker. What I'm here to tell you is there are definitely at least five people, actually a lot more than that, who would rather be waterboarded by Liz Cheney than vote for Kevin McCarthy for Speaker of the House. And I'm one of them. And so then you can kind of dispense with that. I think there's a real desire to have fresh faces, new leadership, new ideas, and to turn a new page so that we can get to the important work that we promised the American people we could get to. That will be limited because we won't hold the Senate, we won't hold the White House, but we still have to lay out a competing vision, and we have to get ready to fix the flaws of this last election cycle and get into 2024 ready to do battle.
So more than a few conservatives were prepared to go to the mat against McCarthy, but they just didn't have the numbers. We'll be right back after this break.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank you for your continued support by bringing you the biggest bath sale ever. Get my 6-piece towel sets for the lowest price ever, only $39.96. His and her bathrobes, 50% off. Bath mats for as low as $17.49. And I'm also excited to announce the original My Slippers are back in stock. And now they come in even more colors and wide sizes. They're made with the same great patented technology. And yes, you'll still save $90 a pair. So get the biggest savings ever on bath sheets, bath mats, washcloths, hand towels, bathrobes, slippers, and so much more. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use your promo code and get deep discounts on all MyPillow bath products, including our 6-piece towel sets. Regular $89.98, now only $39.96. Get all your shopping in while quantities last, so please order now.
Welcome back. The Daily Wire reports that three former NBA referees filed a lawsuit against the NBA, charging they were fired for refusing to get an experimental COVID vaccine. The three referees refused to receive the vaccine on the grounds that it violated their sincerely held religious beliefs. The lawsuit claims, quote, had the NBA not taken upon itself to force faith-based, conscientious objectors to adhere to secular norms, none of plaintiffs complained of injuries would have manifested. In sum, plaintiffs were persecuted, end quote. The three referees also say that even with the NBA rescinding the requirement for a COVID vaccine for the 2022-2023 season, they have not been reinstated. In July, the NBA released a memo stating they, quote, will not have a vaccine mandate in place next season, but will strongly suggest all personnel be up to date with vaccinations, end quote. One of the referees served as a referee in the league for 35 years, making him the third longest serving referee in league history. Last February, he says 19 of the league's 73 referees were reluctant to get one of the COVID vaccines the NBA approved. He's a Catholic, and he told sports journalist Jason Whitlock, quote, I never thought that my faith in our Lord Jesus Christ would prevent me or stop me or get in the way of me refereeing NBA basketball games. That's what's happened, not just to me, but other people, end quote. He cited the fact that tissue from aborted babies had been used in the ingredients or in the testing and development of the COVID vaccines. Going into the 2021-2022 season, reports claim that 95% of players had either been vaccinated or were undergoing the process. That meant that on average, one player per team was not vaccinated. If you are a regular viewer of the Worldview Report, you know that we've reported on countless cases of young, perfectly healthy people collapsing suddenly in front of audiences, whether on an athletic field or court, while public speaking, or while live streaming an event. It all started in 2021 with the rollout of the toxic experimental COVID vaccines. And the number of healthy people suddenly collapsing is quickly becoming part of the new normal across the world. Here's the latest case brought to our attention involving a TV host in Argentina. Watch this.
Es un día y tiene razón.
No pasa nada si un niño alguna vez va a un cumpleaños y come un edulcorante. Come algo dulce, no pasa nada.
La clave es...
Ay. ¿Qué te pasó? Ay, ay, chicos, chicos.
Bueno, vamos a hacer la pausa.
The presenter there was talking to a nutritionist when she suddenly became unstable. Her eyes roll back in her head, and she passed out on live television. This happened on October 25th. The Rare Foundation reports that people rushed to her aid as the broadcast had to be stopped. It is said that she prides herself on her excellent health. She was quickly taken to the hospital. She has since recovered and reports that she suffered from a medical condition that results in fainting and is caused by a general widening of the blood vessels by stimulation of the cranial nerve, causing a sharp drop in blood pressure. The COVID vaccine, among other vaccines, can provoke such a scenario. All packaging inserts, which are made available online by both the FDA and vaccine companies, contain a section on post-marketing experience, section 6.2. And guess what? It lists adverse events, such as, quote, spontaneously reported in the U.S. and other countries, end quote, this very condition, this very medical condition she suffered from. It is listed as a possible adverse event in the package inserts under the nervous system section. That's according to the Rare Foundation. The corporate media predictably melted down in response to former President Donald Trump's announcement Tuesday night that he will seek another term in the White House. The Washington Post ran with the headline, quote, Trump, who as president fomented an insurrection, says he's running again, end quote. And then, quote, Donald Trump, 76, refused to admit defeat in the 2020 election, was impeached twice, and is the subject of multiple criminal investigations. His energy shifts the dynamics of the GOP field while increasing the likelihood that President Biden runs for re-election, end quote. That's what they also wrote. The New York Times wrote, quote, Trump announces 2024 run, repeating lies and exaggerating record, end quote. What kind of news article is that, folks? That sounds like an editorial, a commentary, an op-ed. Ari Hoffman of the Post Millennial noted that, quote, The left-wing media is literally giving Trump exactly what he wants, including a reason for Republican voters to rage vote, end quote. Supporters of Arizona GOP gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake are desperately seeking help to stop operatives from snatching away her victory over Democrat opponent and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs. In polling ahead of Election Day, Lake had pulled ahead of Hobbs by a small amount, which is noteworthy, given that most mainstream polling favored or oversampled Democrats. But after nearly a week of counting ballots, the corporate media called the election for Hobbs. Strangely, ballots coming from areas of Maricopa County that are heavily Republican somehow are favoring the Democrat Katie Hobbs, who refused to debate Carrie Lake. And she barely campaigned. Oh yeah, she flooded the airwaves with negative ads, which were financed by an unending war chest of cash donated from Hollywood and other out-of-state liberals. But she wouldn't debate Carrie Lake. Well, some of Lake's supporters are crying foul and calling for military intervention. Take a look.
It will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day.
I want all of you to say a prayer right now.
We the people are requesting military step in and redo our election. It was fake and false. It's full. Our government is full of corrupt people.
This is a mob rule.
Somebody who would want to be recognized.
Okay, people.
That would indeed be a first. When has the U.S. military ever stepped in to redo an election? That's also what seems to be going on in Brazil, with calls for the military to look into the election in Brazil. The Postmillennial reports that Sam Bankman-Fried may be the man at the center of the FTX cryptocurrency money laundering scandal, has been revealed to have funneled huge amounts of money to several Democrat candidates who ran in the recent midterm elections, and supposedly this is coming through his political action committee. The 30-year-old, who may be extradited to the U.S. from the Bahamas to be questioned following the loss of up to $2 billion of customers' money, reportedly donated approximately $38 million to various candidates and PACs from 2021 to 2022. That's according to the Federal Election Commission filings. According to a Fox Business report, Bankman-Fried reportedly donated to left-wing causes and made the biggest contribution to Protect Our Future PAC, a group founded in January that funded Democratic candidates in the midterms. While the PAC may seem to be bipartisan based on its website, it only supported Democratic candidates. The largest donation from the group went to a candidate who ran for Oregon's 6th Congressional District, Carrick Flynn. Despite receiving $10.5 million from Protect Our Future, Flynn was defeated in the Democratic primary by Andrea Salinas, who won the general election last week. The FTX-funded PAC also donated $1.1 million to two other Democrats who lost their primaries, Michigan's Adam Hollier and New York's Josh Levanzin. More than $1 million was funneled to incumbent Democrat Congresswoman Lucy McBath of Georgia and Chantel Brown of Ohio, and to Representative-elects Jasmine Crockett from Texas and Valerie Fushi from North Carolina, and California's Robert Garcia. Other large donation recipients who received between $200,000 and $972,000 include Illinois Representative Jesus Garcia, as well as Representative-elects Morgan McGarvey of Kentucky, Maxwell Frost of Florida, Sidney Kumlarger of California, Jonathan Jackson of Illinois, Nikki Buzinski of Illinois, and Jared Moskowitz of Florida, along with Rob Menendez Jr. of New Jersey. We'll be right back after this break. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. The FTX may have donated mostly to Democrats, but it was not exclusively Democrats who benefited from the money laundering scam that's being reported. GOP Senator Susan Collins is believed to have gotten in on the FTX cash party, and Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is said to have pocketed an incredible amount of FTX cash. We'll keep studying and reporting on this as more information comes out. But according to the documents, someone from FTX, the crypto business that failed last week, donated $2.5 million to McConnell's Senate Leadership Fund. J.D. Rucker at thelibertydaily.com reports that the money goes from taxpayers, is sent as, quote, aid to Ukraine, which gives a good chunk of the laundered money to FTX, which contributes to the uniparty swamp. Corporate media barely reports on all the money getting laundered there on a weekly basis. No Democrats and very few Republican politicians bring up the issue. Nearly everyone is on the take. And this is exactly what Mayor Rudy Giuliani told me about a month ago on my TV show, Brandon House Live. And then he came back this week, well, where I was able to give him the opportunity to say, I told you so, because he warned us this was going on in great detail over a month ago on my show. And J.D. Rucker reports that McConnell is among the top recipients that he has found so far, with, well, $2.5 million reportedly going to him. And if the FTX hadn't gone belly up, it's likely this money laundering scam would have continued for years, using Ukraine as the conduit. Which leads one to wonder how many more FTX-type companies are out there doing the same thing, taking money from the taxpayers to fund the swamp creatures. Which leads one to wonder how many more FTX-type companies are out there doing the same thing, taking taxpayer money to fund the swamp creatures. But this never comes to light. That never gets detected because those companies are in bankruptcy. Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your support. We are a listener-supported program, so here's how you can do that. Please, do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com, but please use the promo code B66. As I tell you every night, when you do that, you get incredible savings, and we get support. A generous portion of each purchase comes back to keep this broadcast and my show, Brandon House Live, and this network afloat. So please, do the bulk of your Christmas shopping at MyPillow.com, but use that promo code B66 for great savings on sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, so much more. Sleepwear. I mean, you'll be shocked at how much it's